This is the news in brief from the United Nations. UN Chief Antonio Guterres has appealed to countries to take decisive action to avert climate catastrophe, just 6 weeks before a key climate summit in the United Kingdom. Speaking alongside UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson at the informal Climate Leaders Roundtable on Climate Action at UN headquarters in New York on Monday, Mr. Guterres said that saving this and future generations was a common responsibility. The Secretary-General's appeal comes days after a UN report indicated that the world is on course to be 2.7 degrees warmer than the pre-industrial era by the end of the century, based on the emissions commitments of signatories to the Paris Climate Agreement. According to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, to limit temperature rise to 1.5 degrees, a 45% cut in emissions is needed by 2030 and carbon neutrality by mid-century. Instead, commitments by countries to date imply an increase of 16% in greenhouse gas emissions in 2030 compared to 2010 levels. The UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, has said that it's seriously concerned over the forcible return of vulnerable migrants from the United States. The development comes after flights started carrying Haitians back to Port-au-Prince from Texas at the weekend. The move is allowed under US public health measures that came into force at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic last year, which allow migrants to be expelled before they can claim asylum. Here's UN Rights Office spokesperson Marta Hurtado speaking in Geneva on Tuesday.
We are seriously concerned by the fact that it appears that there has not been any individual assessment on the case and that, therefore, maybe some of these people have not received the protection that they needed.
Echoing those concerns, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said that as early as last March, it had insisted that it was possible to manage public health considerations and national security, along with the right to seek asylum. This is not mutually exclusive. It can be done, UNHCR spokesperson Shabir Mantu told journalists. In a related development, UNHCR has welcomed President Biden's proposal to raise the target for officially sponsored refugee resettlement in the United States in the coming year to 125,000 people. The plan reflects the commitment of the US government and the American people to help ensure that the world's most vulnerable refugees have a chance to rebuild their lives in safety, the agency said in a statement on Tuesday. UNHCR highlighted that more than 90% of the world's refugees have found shelter in developing nations. The US proposal sends a clear signal to the world on the importance of all countries doing their part in responding to the needs of refugees with concrete, strong, and compassionate action, the UN agency said, adding that it would also keep hope alive for millions more refugees around the world. Daniel Johnson, UN News.